your own pace and a supportive Blog community.
Blog Talk Radio.
Online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, see you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love this. But, you know, here's what you're getting ready to experience. Vincent is joining me here today, Vincent Jenner, which is joining me here today for a lot of reasons. But one is this. When you create a book and it becomes a number one bestseller, I just want to start with that. Or you create a book that gets the attention of so many people, you have to ask yourself a couple of questions. One, how did the author know that this is a real pothole that people are stepping in at the time they write the book? Tom Vincent writes the book. How do you know? And then how does he know what he knows? See, this is what I love about my conversation with him, who he is, and the book that we're about to talk about. Because you ready? The secret that's holding you back. This is so fascinating because, you know, so many of us have often wondered, why is it I step out and I keep going and I feel like I've got my fuel tank is filled. I feel like I got so many things going on. I feel like, and then, hello, the brakes are put on. So the opposite of becoming unstoppable is becoming stoppable. So if you want to know the secret that's holding you back, this is the show for you today. I'm so thrilled to have Vincent join me again, as we have been together several times. Gifted psychic, you know, look. Knowledge and experience that understands what it means to both lean into the intuitive nature, but understands what the mind does as a therapist, understands, you know, who he is and what we can do. When you kind of put these things together, right, and you look at metaphysics, you look at studying Edgar Cayce, you look at how you become who he is in the world, whether it's ABC, NBC, television, radio, it doesn't matter. There's one thing that he does, and he does it better than most, and that is helps people get on with the amazing life. Today, are you ready for this? Because this is where we're going with it. We're going to look at what's holding you back. The other thing I want to say to all of you, the phone lines are open throughout the show today, 1-800-930-2819, because if you want to get an insight on what is holding you back or what is stopping you, or even if you don't think you're stopped, but you're not where you want to be, which is essentially your stop. This is the show for you. Vincent, it's so great to have you today.
Oh, my gosh, Dr. Pat. I can bring you with me everywhere. I'm going to send you in first because you make me look so good before I even say anything. But that's who you are anyway, right? You can't help that. Thank you so much for having me back. It's such a great pleasure to be here.
You're so right about that. It's interesting because I have come to grips with that's who I am. I love honoring the work that people do. And, you know, the best advice I got was from Shirley MacLaine when we were sharing the stage together. And I spent 2 hours in a green room with Shirley. And I just love her. But when we were done, she says, let me see. This is at the Big Ben Arroyo. She comes out and she says, all right, I want to see how you're introducing me. You're going to do my first act. I said, yeah. Everybody's scared to death of her, right? I'm like, I love her. I want to see how you're going to work the stage. Tell me how you're going to work the stage. So I'm like, what? Am I auditioning for Shirley MacLaine? But here's what I learned. I learned you're right, Vincent. See, this is the thing I love to do. I love to bring people like you to the forefront because you are the folks that are going to help our audience. I love to be a student and learn about this. But that day that Shirley showed me how to walk that stage in the only way that Shirley MacLaine can, changed every other talk I had ever done.
Oh.
But she also said the same thing you did, and I want to get to that. Each of us has our life path, but this book, The Secret to Holding You Back, congratulations on the book. Congratulations on everything you're doing. We have got to get underneath this rock. We have got to find out what the heck's going to fall out from here that is just not allowing us to move forward. I mean, what happened to you that this had to pop into you where you said, I have got to bring this message out now? What?
You know, it wasn't one thing that occurred, Dr. Pat. It was my entire experience. I mean, I've been involved in this for almost 40 years, and I can't believe I'm giving that away. That means I'm really – well, I started at 10 years old. No,
Me too.
Yeah, I know, right? So I've been – all that time, I've been involved in the metaphysical field, psychology field, spirituality field. Then I started working with clients, and so I've done thousands of readings with people from all over the world. I mean, I'm talking from Hong Kong to Australia, from Russia down to Japan and China, Vietnam, Yugoslavia. I mean, I'm getting client calls from all over the world, the UK, obviously, some of those locals, all of Canada and all of the United States. And what I come to understand is that this ancient wisdom, the stuff about the law of attraction and our ability to manifest and our ability to create the lives we want, it's just not working for everyone.
No, no.
It's ancient information, which means it's been out there. Okay, a lot of people want to say, well, it hasn't been available to most people. Well, you're right. It hasn't been available to mainstream, but it was available to a lot of other people who are holding on to it, and I didn't see their lives change very much either, other than have this special material. Okay, now we've got the advent of the new thought, new age movement, the higher consciousness realm. We've got the internet. We've got all of this means now that we didn't have before to get this information across. The self-help and the spiritual book publishing company is a $33 billion a year industry with people buying all of this information, the How to Become Spiritual for Dummies books, the How to Use the Law of Attraction for Dummies books, all of the affirmation card dummy cards, all of them, and people are still saying, God, it's not working, which actually was the original title of my book, God, It's Not Working, What One Man
Does
That Makes Everything Work, but we decided to go with the secret that's holding you back because that was just more of an inspiration to me.
Yeah.
So it was so important for me, Dr. Pat, to see, okay, what's the common denominator? I'm the common denominator person. I want to go down to the core. You know, I don't want you to tell me, well, yeah, you got a hard problem. The whole arm is hurting. Well, why is my whole arm hurting? Well, because it's hurting you. And no, there's got to be something that's causing my arm to hurt. Is it a nerve? Is it the way I'm holding it? Is it my elbow? Pinpoint it so that we can heal it. Well, I'm the same way with people's lives. What's holding you back? What is stopping you? And that was the inspiration for my book because of all the studies that I did, because of all that I saw, the research that I did. And I come to understand there is a common denominator that's holding everybody back. And that's what my book is all about.
And I love the way you start out because, look, you know me, I read the books. Of course, I'm going to do this interview, but I'm going to read the book. And then I'm going to go back and reread the book. And I'm going to ask myself, okay, I'm reading the book. Where do I find myself as the problem in any of this? I had a great mentor, Mary Louise Smith. Couldn't walk into her office. Amazing black woman, beautiful. Red lips, smoke, chain smoker, walked into the room. I don't even open my mouth. What part of the problem are you? I said, how do you know I'm coming with the problem? So I can see your face. And so I look at this introduction, and I love that you flipped this around and said, you don't know what you don't know. Right? Because we like to say, I don't know what I don't know. But we do know, don't we?
It's in there, of course. We know everything, Dr. Pat, because it's all in there, but we've got it blocked. And here's the funny thing about that that people have to understand. This is the reason why I went back. I was a psychic long before I was a psychotherapist. And so, yeah, that's right. I'm psychic and psycho.
I love it. I didn't want to say it, but I know Benny. It was like on Benny's lips
Benny,
right there.
I know Benny's laughing right now.
He's laughing. If he saw his face, he'd be like laughing.
That's right. Well, I think he quoted to me one time. I don't know. But it was important for me that if I'm going into your mind and your soul as a psychic, because that's what my ability is, and I'm able to see those things, I realized that it was important for me to truly understand the human mind and brain and development and all of that to find out, okay, what could be getting in the way? So I went back to school and I got my BA in psychology and my master's in clinical social work. So I did all of that studying and come to find out and understand that your brain is purposely causing all of this. It's purposely causing it. It's purposely blocking you. And I say that because I don't want people feel so bad about themselves. Look, we put this information out there, right? And people right now are listening to your show, and they've listened to my shows and all the things that I say. And so many sit there and they go, I guess I just don't get it. I can't make it happen. I feel that doesn't work for me. I know I'm supposed to be able to manifest all that I want, and I can't. And it actually makes them feel bad that they're not able to do
Horrible.
Right? They feel bad about that. They feel inadequate. It actually compounds those inner feelings. But I need them to know that that's not your fault. Your brain, it has two high functions. The highest function, keep us alive. That's obvious. The second highest function then is to protect us in order to keep us alive. Okay, so physically, we know how the brain protects us. For example, the coronavirus that was going all over the place, one of the symptoms is you have a fever, a low-grade fever. It's not the virus causing the fever. Your brain is actually purposely raising your body temperature to make it an unlivable environment for the virus or any bacteria. Right? That stands to reason. So another way that it protects us physically is if you're running out of oxygen. People always want to know, well, what's wrong with me? I just feel like I'm going to pass out, or I have passed out. Passing out means somewhere in your body, you're not getting enough oxygen. Bottom line, that's it. Whatever is causing it, dehydration, you didn't sleep well enough, you got something else going on, doesn't matter. Your body purposely, your brain needs to make you lay flat, okay? Yeah. Because when you're laying flat and you're unconscious, you take a better breath. Now, in the process of protecting us, it does not pay attention to the side effects. It's agenda and its priority is that number one cause that's causing the problem. So it is not paying attention that when it raises your temperature, it's very uncomfortable, or if it raises it too much, you can actually die.
But isn't that like us for a minute? Isn't that the way we operate? Correct me if I'm wrong on this, because this is my takeaway from the book after the second read. I love that you are talking about this. This is so perfect. And what I realize is we do things in our lives and we don't see our own side effects. We may think we're doing something right out here. So we may think, I am never going to have another love relationship ever again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sure. Here we go. Sorry, that actually was true for me. No, I'm only kidding. let me just comment on that. Oh, look, I'm blushing. That's horrible. I never blush. Betty, you got to take a shot of this. I did say that, and what I learned, and there's a side effect that came from that, just like what you're saying. Did I know the side effect? No. Did I learn the side effect? Yes. Did I know that I could reverse what I just said so that I could learn discernment in who I chose to love?
Yes.
I love talking about side effects. Are you going to talk about them?
Absolutely, and here's the point of that. So how does it protect us then emotionally? Now, you grow up, And because of the way the environment treats you, and this is all in my book, and the messages you receive from the environment, good, bad, or indifferent, you wind up harboring all of those messages, especially the bad ones. I call them the maladaptive or the I'm nots. I'm not good enough. I'm not deserving. I'm not lovable. I'm not beautiful. I'm not smart enough. All of that comes from the messages you wind up receiving from day one and the way you're treated and the tension, however it is, right? Okay. So now you start growing up with those feelings of I'm not, and they feel bad, and the brain doesn't like that. You can't function in life normally if you're walking around feeling bad. As a matter of fact, you can actually see the people whose defense mechanisms are very weak are the ones who experience things like depression, anxiety, all of that stuff, because their defense mechanisms are not protecting them from those inner feelings. So you see, the brain needs to do that to get you functional. All right, so that's great as you're a kid, and it gets you through school, and it gets you through things, and starts protecting you. As you get older and your brain develops more, well, now it's really going to protect you. And so it will create a whole new set of beliefs that shield you and protect you from the original set of beliefs. But those original set of beliefs are still in there, Dr. Pat. And so what the side effects wind up being is that even though you're believing I'm not lovable, I'm not good enough, now your new beliefs are something is wrong with my partner, something is wrong with him, something is wrong with her, something is wrong with my boss because I didn't get the raise, something is wrong with the government because my finances are so bad, something is wrong with the doctors because my health is terrible. So we create all of these external beliefs from us to distract and deter us from those inner feelings of I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable.
I love that you cover in your book, and I want to just tell everybody, for you all that are just tuning in or you're watching us on our TV channel, I want to thank you for doing that. But here's what I want to say. Look, Vincent Jenna joining me here today. The book is unbelievable because it is – I love that you included comments about COVID in here, stories about COVID in here. I love that you're really bringing us current to talk about this. I want to stop. How do people get a copy of the book? Because they can see the book in your background, but I want people to know how to buy the book, get the book, or how to find out about you.
Well, the easiest and the best way, of course, is Amazon, Amazon.com. You go there, order the book, you get it in a day, or at any of the fine book retailers. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
That's going to be the best way so that you can get it quick and get the work.
Yeah, you got to get the work quick. Work. Okay, so here's what I hear you saying, and it's in your book, and I wrote it down. I don't know exactly what – oh, I see the page. Okay, I wrote it down. Page 50. Crazy. I'm a Sagittarius.
I love that.
That's a little verbal right there.
All right.
Okay, so I wrote this down because I think this is what you're talking about. What you're talking about, or at least I see it in defense has the ball, so I love when defense gets the ball, is you don't believe what you think you believe. When you think you know what you believe, you're wrong. You don't believe what you think you believe.
That's right.
I played that thing over in my mind like 10 times, and then I said, I got it. I got it. But now how do I shift from it? Because you're not going to leave us hanging there. So you're not going to leave us hanging on that. And thank you for the diagram. Thank you for putting in the diagram, the, you know, the five-section mind.
The five-section mind.
I love it. So descriptive.
It's so interesting because I received some of the greatest reviews, right? And one person that reviewed it said, well, he doesn't get to the important stuff until the end. And here is the reason why I have to put in that beginning stuff. Because if I just turn around and tell you, all right, well, you don't believe what you think you believe, this is what you have to do now to do that, people are going to be walking around going, because of their defense mechanisms and everything that's in that adult-made mind, saying, no, that's not true, that's not who I am. I have to show people what is needed to be healed.
Yeah.
I need to show them how they got there. So I even use stories of some of my readings that I did. Right. And I tell people,
I love them.
The end of the story, has this happened to you? Have you felt this about your relationships? Have you felt this about your finances or your job or your dream? Right. So they need to be able to relate and go, I understand that. Just like you just did. I understand that before you can give them the answer.
You have to do this way. Can I comment on this?
Yes,
I don't know who wrote the review, but I want to tell you what I love about what you did and your approach to do it. you know, the days of schmoozing people car salesman version of self-help on the big screen, holding up a freebie that people kill themselves, those days are gone. And so people are smarter, more sophisticated. They bought the other T-shirt. They wore it and they burned it because it didn't explain to them their why. So we have to give people the why. And that's what you do. That's why I love what you did in this, because I am more likely to do what you're telling me to do later on in the book, which we're going to talk about here. If you explain to me, I'm not crazy. This is what's going on here. I might be a little crazy. That's okay.
We're both going to worry about it.
Well, it's like the crazy things kids believe. I love it. But I love that you did this, and I'm so glad you didn't compromise on it, because we're also helping Dr. Sharon Martin write her book, and she did not compromise on doing the same thing you did. But, boy, I don't know how you got your publisher to do it. Thank you, Vincent, for not compromising on a beautiful way to present that model, but a highly creative and I have to say, captivating way, because your ability to tell stories and present science, it's just great. I just love it.
Thank you. And you know what? I think that's the true reason. Matter of fact, I know. I used to be a professional singer, actor, and dancer for the first 35 years of my life, Dr. Pat. But I believe now that all of that was to be able to get me to being able to present the message. And in a way, because my message is not easy. Like we said in the beginning, you just tell it like it is, man. We'll kick the curb with you if we have to. It's no more of this mamsy-pamsy hold you by the hand. There's too many things going on and you're suffering. We need to get to the point quicker. So, yes, and because of my past experience, yes, I use that to be able to reach people quicker. But I have to tell them why. I have to tell them why you are doing what you are doing. Otherwise, you're not going to understand the answer then. You're not going to understand the answer.
People are going to read this, but I gotta pull my stuff out of the book your book. I gotta pull it out. I gotta share it with people because they're gonna understand that what you're talking about, you're bringing it down. I love it. I am what you call a street smart spiritualist, and when I read something like I'm about to read right now, I'm gonna tell you, like the show that I do later on today with Mark Anthony, the psychic and the doc show. I'm the doc. Here's what I love. I'm going to read this. Can I read this? And then you're going
to go right ahead. And I know Mark Anthony. Say hello for me. We work together at ARE.
You're going to have to come on the show.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure that happens. The law of attraction, though, is neither about consequences or retaliation. It's about a power that can only say yes to everything you direct into it. If you say and believe, I am going to have a bad day today, the law of attraction, part of the universe, says yes. You will have a bad day today. It doesn't mean to go along with you when you say bad vibrations. It neither has choice nor agenda. And you know what I love about this? It's like somebody said to me a long time ago, Pat, you got to learn this one thing. It's not good. It's not bad. It just is. But this thing right here you're talking, and then you go on and love this. Not wanting to beat this point to death. Yes, you have to beat this point to death, Vincent.
Yes,
you want to, but you have to do it. And then I love this because you use Newton's first law of motion to explain it. Really? I love this. Nobody has done that before.
Right. Once you put something in motion, only an equal to or greater force can take it out of motion. And that was all put into motion from the beginning of creation. Nothing is going to stop a forward motion. Now, we can dig our heels in, which is what you see most people and their suffering and their illnesses. It actually is not a matter of that they're going backwards. You can't go backwards. You can only dig your heels in and go against the flow. And we know what happens when you go against the flow too much. So it's a matter of going with the flow. You see, everybody and the souls want to grow, want to evolve, want to manifest what you want. That's why I say stop stopping yourself, because in order for you not to experience abundance, in order for you not to experience love, you are unintentionally and unconsciously stopping yourself with those internal beliefs that you have no idea or paying attention to anymore. Look, 95 to 98% of the human mind is in unconscious awareness. 95 to 98%. That means that only 2 to 5% of the human mind is in conscious awareness. So everybody is walking around having no idea what's going on in the majority of their minds. So they'll be the first to say, oh, I know me real well. Oh, I know exactly what I feel. I know what I'm thinking. I mean, as a psychic, I'm going in there and going, oh, my God, you don't know what you're thinking because I see what you're thinking. I see I can get into that 95 and 98%, but they think they're in there. So my work is about bringing. So yeah. Here's part of the answer, right? You have to disempower the block. You have to. The way I tease people is I'm from New York, and I know how obstinate New Yorkers can be and how grounded and insistent they can be, right, as part of the culture in order to survive. Well, I need to make you understand that your defense mechanisms are even stronger than the strongest New Yorker. They will do everything they can to make you survive and make you function and convince you of what you think you're believing. But the proof is in the pudding. If you don't have unconditional love in your life, if you don't have stable finances, and I'm not just talking about whether it be you, Dr. Pat, any of your listeners, including me, right? Not everything is in my life that I want. It's because something is getting in the way. Now, there's this new phenomenon that has come along in the New Thought, New Age movement, the concept of universal or divine timing. And I love it. Everything is in divine order and divine timing. No, it's not.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Everything. Sometimes you're, like I said, you're putting on the brakes. Yes, there are some things that your soul, that you're not aware of, has planned for you and wanted to happen at a specific time. But that doesn't mean everything. That doesn't mean that when you're not attracting, when you're not producing and manifesting and you're not having the abundance, that you can walk away going, well, it's in divine timing now that I am poor.
Isn't that a belief? To go back to what you said earlier.
Yes.
Okay, let's just talk about what happens when you go there for a minute. What happens when you go there, it's like in the book when you talk about why people get sick. I related to that whole section in the book because I did that. Getting sick for me was an excuse. And why was I now? I was sick for 10 years. So here's the time to justify what you say in the book. I got sick because I started to get a lot of blowback from the relationship I was in because I was buying airtime and doing something I loved and I wasn't taking that high-paid job. Now, when did this network, the Transformation Network, when did it launch? 2009, after that sad relationship end and my illness end. So it's fascinating because I can pinpoint to the things that I realize have been excuses. But this thing we're talking about here about divine timing, I see it, maybe you don't call it that in the book, I kind of see it like the same excuse thing, maybe.
It is used as an excuse. Yes, it can be used as an excuse. And a lot of people are using it as an excuse. See, it's another phenomenon.
It is.
Always need to blame, okay? And if you look at our history as a race, right, since the beginning of time, right, if people were getting sick, it had to be because of Mother Nature or because of a curse that was put on them. It was always a blame, right, because we looked at the thunder, the lightning, the fire, the storms, and so we always thought that there were these gods. So right from the beginning of time, we were blaming and had no idea of our own power because we chose to forget all of that. If you go through time, it has not changed. It has just become more sophisticated. Our blaming has become more sophisticated. So before it was, now when religion started to take over, it was you are a sinner, and that's the reason why your life sucks. It's because you're a sinner, right? That's grown and sophistication has come along. Now you know what the new sophistication is with this new thought and this higher consciousness understanding, all of this metaphysical phenomena. It's either divine timing or here's another one, and this is going to be my next book, which is a real...
Okay, come on. Are you going to share it?
Yeah.
Well, hold it. Don't share it yet. I want to go to break.
Go ahead.
And when we come back, are you going to give us like a little sneak peek there on the next book?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a short break because we're going to hop over into having you all know and feel what it is you know you don't know, that you're saying you don't know, but you know. We're going to share this with you. And there is a test in Vincent's book. I went over this test, and I said, I got to just have him talk about it. There's a test in his book. I love that he calls it a test. It's called the test of the philosophy of prosperity. And when you read this part of his book, we're going to go there when we come back. Thank you, Matthew, and thank you, Luke. So good. When we come back, we're going to get a sneak preview. But here's the question for all of us. How often do you open up your online bank account? Not because you're so excited about how much money in there, but because you're afraid there's not enough. How many days do you walk down the store and somebody said you should keep a $100 bill in your wallet? Can't even imagine having a $100 bill. But you fantasize over every movie, every Netflix series that has to do with money. How often do you wish you had what Mary had, what John had, what Joe had? How often do you wish you knew that we were going to talk about no pain, no gain when we come back? We're going to get a sneak peek. But you're going to hear the challenge here, because I am working on this myself. And when we come back, open your minds, open your hearts, because you're going to find out what's holding you back, even if you don't call into the show. Vincent, one more time, your website, how to get the book, and we're going to take a short break.
Website is vincentgenna.com. That's with a G-E-N-N-A. You can go there to link to the book on Amazon, or go right to Amazon, order that book, get it within the next 2 days, and start doing the work.
I'm beautiful. I love it. Benny, Lydia, let's take a short break. No pain, no gain. Test the philosophy of prosperity. And we're going to get the sneak peek. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today. Are both your life and mission passing you by? Are you wanting to step into the bigger reason why you're here? I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection coach and host of the Be Happy Now show. It's possible to feel good to be you and to never burn out again. Hop on a free 20-minute clarity call with me to explore what life could be like if you could just say yes to yourself without the guilt. Go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/yes.
Power up with Dr. Pat at a new time. The Dr. Pat Show is still bringing you talk radio to thrive by now at a new time. Listen and watch live on KKNW and the Transformation Network Mondays and Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, beginning Monday, August 28th. Stay tuned for new perspectives, powerful conversations, and epic transformation. For more information on how and where to find Dr. Pat and the rest of the Transformation Network hosts, visit thedrpatshow.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison's Life, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Tune in to Spacious Unknowing Network, Communing with Your Soul, with Julio Rose and JoJo Rose, every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited, infinite love.
Join the new Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
I had to.
Oh, my goodness. I love you, Diana.
In the name.
You got to do this. Stop. You got to go. Stop.
My heart.
Oh, so you got to, like, do this now for the book. You got to go, like, stop.
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 No.
Oh, wait.
All right, everybody. From the top. Let's take it from the top. Now we get take it from the top. Let's do this. There we go.
Okay, Benny, where's your picture? All three of us should do the whole
I'm good. I'd love to get to our caller. That way we can do that.
Oh, we can get to our caller. But wait, before we get to our caller, we have to do the sneak peek. And then we'll go to the caller. Then we'll go to this thing I read.
Okay.
Vincent's going to give us an exclusive now, Benny. Okay. Drum roll, please, Benny. Penny doesn't have the prop ready. Okay, Vincent, go for it.
Okay, so my new book has been a spiritual excuse now ever since New Thought, New Age, all of these wonderful writers out there and luminaries out there. I usually am the only one that says this about the ego. The book that I'm writing is called God and Your Ego Are One. It is an absolutely necessary, vital piece of who we are, because all it does is identify me from you, each other. It, in the Bible, it is Greek and it is Latin, and it means I. It means I. That's all it means. As a matter of fact, even God said, when Moses said, who shall I say is sending me to his people? God turns around and says, tell them I am that I am. It actually, ego, ame, ego, ame. I am that I am. I. That's all it is. But everybody wants to blame something. And that is our problem. So we went from saying that we're sinners to, well, now, yes, we're spiritual, and you can walk and talk just like our spiritual leaders have, as long as you remove your ego. You know, get down to your essence. And don't feel anything about who you are. You're not allowed to. Nonsense. I am here to enjoy who I am. I am here to appreciate what I know. I am here to appreciate and experience my divinity. And that is all defined by I. Now, here's what's interesting about that. Once you experience yourself and you start to feel that appreciation, you automatically project it out with others, and you appreciate them as well.
That's why we're going to go to our caller. Because if we were not doing this, oh my God, when is this book coming out? I've got to go to Renee. But when is the book coming out? I mean, like, you're already working on it, right?
Oh, it's already out. Oh, my new book. Oh,
new
I'm
book.
Working on that. Oh, my new book, God and Your Ego Will Want. It'll be out.
Okay, because if you do that, we have got to build a whole summit around that.
Okay.
That's how super important that is.
Yes.
Because I don't want to keep talking. I want to go to Renee. The reason I love this is there's so much of what and the way I talk about this. I've never been a New Age person. As a matter of fact, I got into a big online debate with Eckhart Tolle. And you know, I love Eckhart, but I did get on a big debate with him. And I said, you know what? I'm writing a book called The Power of Next because I don't really understand that, because even the moment we spent that was in the now 2 minutes ago, we're already on to the next.
That's right.
And I planned it. And you planned it. So let's go to the phones because Renee called in because Renee planned it, right, Benny? So she's already on The Power of Next. but I can't wait for this book. Renee.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Don't walk away, Renee. One of my favorite songs.
I like that song. Yeah, the four times did a version.
Yeah. I know if you saw us today, we both have the same hairdo. We did. We didn't even plan it, but if you look at his hair and my hair, it's like the same do. How can we help you, Renee? We want to make sure we get you in here, get you some stuff.
Well, I like Vincent's perspective, and I'm wondering if it could help with some issues I have with my health.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
What is your question in regards to your health? Do you have a specific question?
Yeah, lay it on.
Well, it's just chronic issues I've had, and
yeah.
I've been doing all kinds of things to work on it, and I just want to know if I'm missing.
I know. And here's the thing, Renee. You've been doing wonderful things because you're trying to take self-love steps, and that's very important. It's mostly important that a person cares enough about their health and their issues that they're doing at least something. I will have to tell you this. Everything that you're doing is absolutely on the surface. If you get my book, you will understand one of the five reasons why we become ill. And for you, one, it's number one issue, is you have a lot of things suppressed inside your mind from your youth. And especially when it's chronic, it's been carrying on for such a long time. You're such a powerful energy, and I know that. You're also psychic and intuitive. Do you use that now at all, Renee?
Yeah, do you use that, Renee?
I have in the past. Sometimes when the issues flare up, I feel like I'm not in touch with it.
No, you're not going to be because the channel closes. Every time you experience something negative, the channel closes. Every time you have a positive attitude and a positive feeling and feel well, the channel opens. But you can open the channel by going to the core of the issue. And here is the thing. So think of all the power that you have. Now, what would happen if you keep taking energy and you keep compacting it tighter and tighter and tighter? Isn't that the way they created the atom bomb? Then they take an atom and compress it so powerfully that the atom split, right? Consider that's what's happening to your body right now. You're imploding because all of this other hurt and these maladaptive self-beliefs, the I'm not good enough and I'm not deserving enough, are being so compressed in there, and your defense mechanisms are so strong because you're getting through life and you're surviving great, but you're compressing, and you're not releasing. You just have to acknowledge that I have to go in there and heal little Renee. Little Renee has all the scars on her heart. Not Big Renee. Big Renee has never caused the problem, just so that you know, hon. You've only compounded what's already in Little Renee, and all you have to do is be willing and do work to get Little Renee to the surface so that you can recondition her, reparent her, and start making her feel more divine and worthy. And all of a sudden, you'll start seeing your health flourish. Another thing that you reason why is, I believe it's reason number four, as to why you are ill, you're punishing yourself unconsciously without knowing it. Too much correction has gone on in your youth as well, and the pattern is almost being followed now. It's like, I'm not deserving, I'm not good enough, almost like there's a part of you that does believe, I don't deserve a healthy life and to thrive like everybody else. That's little Renee, that's not big Renee saying that, because I know you don't hear that, but you got to work on what's inside of you. I promise, with the energy you have, you will flourish like you can't believe. Okay, Renee?
Renee, you got
that? I just got your book, so I'll start reading that, too.
You know
how to connect with Vincent directly.
Yeah,
these are really short readings, but, man, if you ever heard anybody do a reading, nobody does it like him. He probably gave you four ideas, four solutions, four reasons in less than about 4 minutes. So the website is VincentGenna, GENNA.com, and I already sent Linda an email to hire Vincent to work with us on something very specific. So that's how powerful this is. Renee, would you follow up with us and Vincent and
please,
let us know how this is working for you?
Yeah, I will.
Because we're here to support you on the journey.
Right. When you do this, Renee, you're going to be going out into the world and teaching others how to do it, too. You do realize that. So.
I'd like that.
No, you got it. You will. Thank you, Renee. Thanks for calling in. Thank you. We have the best audience on the planet. Do you know that?
You do. You
20
do.
Years. Doing this 20
audience.
Years.
So open is amazing. Well, like attracts like, Dr. Pat. So because of who you are, you're attracting those people who, number one, are genuine in their wanting to grow. They just don't want this fluffy material just to make life, okay, if I just listen to good stuff, everything will be better in my life. No, you're not fluff. And you know why you're not fluff? Because you come from John, New York.
I come from the Bronx.
You
the
come from
projects
the
in the Bronx.
You can't walk down the streets of the Bronx with fluff. Otherwise, you're not going to survive at all. So I get it. And you know what? And I'm saying that jokingly, but seriously at the same time, because every soul chooses where they're going to incarnate for a specific reason.
Yeah.
And now, not only that, but I'm Italian. Hello. So add the Italian plus to New York, and being arrogant is me. You get through to people.
Yeah. Did you know what I just discovered? And I'm not going to go into the long story because I've been talking about it. My uncle passed away, but my friend did a genealogy thing. And I said, do not look up the Brazili side of the family. I already know the secret. All the relatives are in Brazil and South America. Don't even look at them. So my friend looked up my mom's side of the family. My grandfather was born in Brazil as a farmer. And they changed his name from an S to an A so he can marry my Italian grandmother. So that's another story for a mother by another brother and a grandfather.
All right, I'll give you another quick one, too. Jenna, you cannot find Jenna in Sicily. My entire family is Sicily. And the reason why you can't find Jenna in Sicily, because we're not Sicilian. Jenna is Arabic. We migrated from Tunis, Africa, but the Italians didn't want anybody to know that. So
that's what happened in South America.
Yes.
Look, I know we've got 5 minutes left, and I've got to get to this.
Okay,
first of all, thank you for putting these little scripture things in the book. I love it. I love it.
I like that, too. Yeah.
I want to just talk about this, and boy, this is going to be part one of what we're going to do. I've already sent Linda a message to have you come on the Psychic and the Doc show. But I love this one thing. Let's get real. Let's get real. And you put Matthew in here, right? Matthew, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. What? If you believe, you'll receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Now, what's the upside of that? If you believe, you'll receive whatever you ask for. What is the downside? People think that prayer means religion. They do. You know that. So let's bust the crust out of this thing and help some people today, like you just helped me, and I got to call you separately to tell you how, but you just pointed out to me in reading the book and going back over it what I am doing that's not just holding me back, but that's holding things back. But this thing right here, if we just did this one thing, what would happen?
That you, transformation, when you do that work, when you do the work, everything starts to change. When you start believing that you deserve, it's written everywhere. It's written everywhere. And just so that you know, all those beautiful words that are in the Bible and that Jesus even said, Jesus came down to show us who we were and remind us who we were, not who he was. Eric Butterworth, who is an author, wrote Celebrating Yourself. And he says it perfectly, that Jesus, the fundamentalists want to believe that Jesus was God becoming man, when in actuality, Jesus was man becoming God, which is what our role is. And Matthew, that written in Matthew, there is another Bible, according to Thomas, that was purposely removed from the Bible, because in that gospel, Jesus said, yes, Peter, upon you I shall build my church, but let not my church be of brick and mortar. Yeah. Let it be wherever you discuss who you are, your magnificence, your divinity, and all of that. So that we need to believe in something, Dr. Pat.
Yes.
And the problem is that we're believing in what the world and the universe is teaching us by the way we're treated, by our parents' opinions of us or the adults' opinions. That's what we're believing in, who we are. And that's not who we are. We were already divine and magnificent. No person, no circumstance defines who you are. You were defined already, and you get to define yourself now.
Yeah.
And in your believing is how you create. And in your core beliefs, core. My book is core exercise, core work, not surface work, core. And you don't need to go to a therapist for 12 years to get to the core. All you have to do is be willing and brave and commit to doing the work. It will be the most difficult work you ever do. You can become a CEO of a corporation easier than you can get rid of the scars in your life.
But the benefits are tenfold, like in the Bible, right? I mean, Job, everybody thinks Job, the thing that happened to Job in the Bible, everybody thinks Job like that. This was 9 months of Job's life. Everybody think it was like 200. You know, this was 9 months of agony for Job, and he reaped the rewards. Here's what you say in your book.
What do you mean?
Yeah, here you go. The bottom line is you're unconsciously developing in any or all of the beliefs without realizing you only lack one. Self-belief, simply. You have lack in your life because you lack self-belief. Now you understand the true unconditional self-belief. See, this is why you're saying this is going to take the work. See, those are just a few words. Then you go on to say, so every time I have a little doubt in myself, this is what got to me. I cried when I read this. I don't really believe in or love myself. Doubt alone is like a little gray cloud that comes along and covers the sun. Even though you can't see the sun in that moment, you know it's still there and be shining through again shortly. See, this is you. You're the guy that's going to bring all the tools. You're going to write the great books. You're going to show up as a superpower presence. And then you're going to remind us we are the light and love, aren't you?
Well, Dr. Pat, if my life turns out even half of what you just said, then I will feel that I achieved everything that I was meant to achieve here. I had been through a lot of torment myself in my youth until I was 17 years old, including all sorts of abuse.
Yeah.
Now I know what it was like not to love myself, not to believe in myself. And when I think of that pain and then think of my brothers and sisters on this planet going through the same type of pain, because that's what makes people act the way they do, it hurts me so much to know that they're going through that. I'm even more motivated every day to try to help them. I have tremendous compassion towards them. And don't get me wrong, I'm capable of being righteous for righteousness' sake. I'm capable of standing up against the wrongdoing, but standing up in a compassionate, loving way rather than putting them up against the wall and now shooting them. Because that's not going to help anything. It's only love and understanding that's going to turn any of this around.
I love this. Look. This way that you've told this story, and I honor that you waited to the latter part of the books to really give us the key, because I don't think that many of us would have really latched onto it without the explanation. I want to thank you for this, and I've already told Linda to really book you again for a couple of other things, including a consult with me, so I can hire you for something. But here's what I love. I want people to know how they get this book, but also they need to know about you, your website, and then I want to know your personal message. Thank you for this hour. It went by so quickly, but so powerfully.
It always does with us because of the energy. Go to my website at vincentjenna.com, G-E-N-N-A. You can connect with me there on all my social media platforms. I'm doing all of this live broadcasting on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. And there is a group. If you get this book, you can go to my group called The Secret That's Holding You Back on Facebook. And people are already sharing the results of their journeys after just reading this book one time and doing one exercise in it. It is amazing. So when we share with each other and I'm there communicating with you, that is going to be the best way. I have media all on my website so you can see all different shows that I've done and get to learn about me even more so. But get to learn about you is the reason why I put that all up there. Because every time you look at something and you go, wow, I like that. Oh, I love what he said. Understand that that's not about me then. That's about you and something resonating and waking up inside of you. When you all listen to Dr. Pat and you listen to myself and you're sitting there going, wow, I really like what they have to say, then that shows you know it already. And so, yes, I have a lot of years of practicing this, so I know what I know. And now it's your turn to know what you know. And all you have to do is listen, do the work, and you'll find out what you know about yourself and your magnificence and your divinity instantaneously. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. You're amazing, and I so appreciate you and your program and the light you put across to the world.
And, you know, Vincent, The world needs this, needs more of you, needs more of these tools. I'm glad you're really doing this on social media and Facebook. Thank you so much for being you again. And thank you so much for not giving up. Thank you so much for keep going. And I do appreciate, relate the hardship that you went through early on in your life. That's how we're twins. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in, turning us on. I mean, you have asked us for more of this, and we have lined it up for you. Every aspect of what you asked us for, we're working on, including more conversations about creating a green planet. Thank you, Vincent. Benny.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. There are signs inflation is beginning to cool off. However, Kansas City Fed President Esther George told CNBC inflation is still broad-based. She wants to see the data improve over a three-month period. The number of type 2 diabetes diagnoses in youth is up 77% compared to before the pandemic. New research from the Johns Hopkins Children's Center says it's unclear whether the cause is COVID infection or environmental changes and stressors. It's up to a federal judge to decide if the affidavit used to execute a search warrant at former President Trump's Florida home will be unsealed. That comes after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. The DOJ has concerns about it being revealed. Jay Bratt told a judge last week amateur sleuths on the internet could discover personal information about witnesses. Trump wants the affidavit released. Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants New York City Mayor Eric Adams to visit the Mexican border. He says it would help Adams understand illegal immigration is a dire situation.
If all Americans saw what we see every single day, they would be trying to put pressure on the president like we have been doing to change the president's policies.
The Republican governor also says it's unfair to criticize his border policies. Abbott adds the White House needs to crack down on the border to prevent fentanyl from getting into the country. China is rolling out massive economic stimulus measures worth almost $150 billion. In Hong Kong, Richard Kimber says the measures are a bid to offset the impact of COVID lockdowns and severe drought.
State-run banks and local governments are being told to invest tens of billions of dollars in infrastructure projects to kickstart growth. Economists say the government's official goal of around 5.5% growth for the year well out of reach. Most economists expect less than 4% instead. Financial support is also being directed towards state-owned power generation companies as the drought in many parts of the country continues to cause energy shortages. That's also causing supply chain disruptions for international companies such as Tesla and Toyota.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Man, I slept.
New ZzzQuil Pure Z's Restorative Herbal Sleep is made for people who are tired of being tired. I've never slept like this before. I've never woken up like this before. A melatonin-free sleep aid made with a botanical blend that contains clinically studied and effective valerian root, hops, and passionflower, shown to help promote better restorative sleep. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Restorative Herbal Sleep. Sleep this good. Feel this good. Available at retailers near you.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Sunny and warm today. High temperatures in the upper 80s to maybe 90 in selected areas. We'll have a little bit of wind out of the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll take a little bit off the heat, but not too much. Tonight, mostly clear skies, lows back down to a mild 62. For Friday, mostly cloudy skies and a 10 to 15 degree swing. High temperatures in the mid-70s. With clouds and a chance of showers arriving for Friday night, lows back down to about 60. For the weekend, morning showers, afternoon sunshine, highs in the low 70s.
Want to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Let us help you produce a professionally sounding radio show or podcast. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local. The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
You
get ready for inspirational, motivational, purpose-driven conversation with Courtney Cottrell and Dr. Pat Basile. This is Unapologetically Favored, a show where you will learn to be yourself, love yourself, and walk in your purpose without fear or worry. Courtney is a leader of many and a friend to all. She is a passionate speaker, author, and 21-year active duty Master Chief with the United States Navy, here to show you that obstacles are everywhere. But the moment you stop letting your setbacks define you, you start to see yourself in a brilliant new light. Find your confidence, own your power, and never apologize for who you are. Unapologetically Favored starts now.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of Unapologetically Favored, Walking Your Purpose. Today's topic is going to be something that we all can relate to. You know, if you're going through your life with the same basic routine, you don't feel like you have the energy, you don't feel motivated, you kind of just find yourself, you know, just kind of moving backwards in life. Don't feel bad. Don't apologize for it. There are so many other people that are out there feeling just like you are. And I just want to welcome you to the show. And also, I want to kind of mention the people that have been emailing me in response to my shows and how the shows have been motivating you. I appreciate the love. If you feel something that you are connecting with and you want to let it be known, please feel free to email me, email Dr. Pat. You know, I love those type of emails to give me energy and just kind of prove that what I'm doing is actually for a purpose. But again, welcome you to the show. And as always, I have the lovely Dr. Pat with me. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Oh, man, this is really a good one. Boy, I can't wait to really get down and get into this.
The nitty-gritty, right? Just,
well,
you know,
I don't think you and I are exempt from going through the stuff that we talk about either.
Right. We are not. And, you know, I was kind of doing some, like, reviewing over this today, and it just, you know, over the last 2 years, many of us have just kind of been floating. We've been on autopilot because of the pandemic. And I kind of want to open up the show today with these statistics that I found that I thought were just so mind-boggling. You know, the pandemic resulted in an estimated 53.2 million additional cases of major depressive disorder, which was an increase of almost 30%. Prior to us going through this. So when you're sitting at home trying to figure out, you know, is it just me? Why am I feeling like this? There are 53 million people that are feeling the same exact way that you are, and you are not alone in this time that we're in right now.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm so glad we're having this conversation. And I just want to say to everybody, you know, that, you know, Courtney, when you take these things on, it's because you and I both are either seeing it with people we're close to or we're seeing it in ourselves. And what I love about this audience, the most amazing audience on the planet, is they don't want us to just take in academic stuff off the book. See, you and I are real people.
Right.
We go through real things. And a lot of times, you know, I don't know about you, but I've gotten a few emails in the past by notable big media companies like, hello, you should not be talking about yourself. I said, really? Okay. All right. Well, that's got to be like another show. Maybe that's like Oprah or something.
Right.
But that's not my show. My show is we got to be relatable so we can provide a relatable solution.
Right.
Isn't that what you're doing?
Oh, yes. Because people want to have conversations about things that they can relate to. When you are speaking to someone, they want to know that you understand where they're coming from, that piece of empathy, you know, that I like to talk about at work and kind of show people that everybody has empathy, but you connect with people that can connect with you because you share the same emotional background, you share a same similar experience, and you know what that feeling is. That connection piece is so important if you want to, you know, have something or somebody to lean on. You know, it's very important. But we have to be relatable. You have to be relatable in order to make an impact on somebody's life.
You know, there was a reason that you did that study, right? Because one of the things we're, or looked up that study, because one of the things we're talking about today is really this idea of, one, recognizing you're on some form of autopilot. You created a pattern that is not in your health, your body, and your spirit's best interest.
Right.
And your future's best interest.
Right.
And I love the way you're bringing this on, because we have to really know the signs. Maybe you can take us through this. We have to know the signs that will indicate to us we are not living with full intent. We got to have some signs on that.
Oh, they are.
Talk about what some of them are that you've discovered.
Just, you know, feeling stagnant. You know, you wake up in the morning, you don't really have a purpose or a drive. You don't feel like you want to do this anymore. You know, you've lost your interest. You feel like you're withdrawn from people, places, and things that usually you had a high interest in. You know,
you want to check out.
Right. You mentally, if you haven't already done it, you are mentally checking out at that point. And that goes along with that depression disorder as well. And I talk about that because I was once diagnosed with major depressive disorder. And I felt that withdrawal. Like, you know, your phone would ring and you would look at your phone, you would watch it ring because you really don't feel like talking to anybody. You just want to go in a corner. You just want darkness. You just want to be in the bed all day, not being bothered, not being interrupted. You don't have the energy to speak. You just feel brain tired. You're mentally drained and you don't understand why. You know, just you find yourself stressed out and worried about things that never really bothered you before, you know. But I think that withdrawal piece is the most recognizable, because I know me, I'm a people person. You know, people that know me say I never meet a stranger. Everybody is my cousin. I don't care who you are, where you come from, you're my cousin. But you find yourself going, you know what, I don't feel like peopling today.
Yeah.
I don't feel like dealing with nobody. I don't want to answer no questions. I don't want to answer my phone calls. I don't even want to respond to text messages. You find yourself at that low point, and you can't really understand, or you don't quite know why you're feeling this way. That's one major sign that I can share with people.
Well, if you're looking at my screen right now and you're watching this on Facebook, I want to tell y'all something. See that young girl back there sitting in the background of me? Back in the day, that was me. I had long hair. I could have literally, I think I was a little bit heavier than she was even back then, but I will tell you that feeling, sitting in the bottom stairwell, and by the way, just in case you may or may not know, that is a subway setting. That's what it looks like when you're running down to New York at the subway. But that picture behind me, it says 1,000 words, right? I mean, Courtney, think about it. How many of us feel like we want to run away, sit down at the bottom of a step, holding up our head and not knowing what to do? But today you're going to help people and give us some solutions, aren't you? I mean, you've been there and I've been there. And, you know, I have to tell you, I don't think you and I have not been affected by COVID. I know I have. I know I have had to dig so deep for tools, especially here in this year. I've had to dig really, really deep. But let's talk about something I know you've talked about before. We have to trust ourselves,
right?
And we have to trust our decisions, and we have to understand what is at the bottom of them, right? Can you talk to this? Can you talk about decisions? Are they fear-based? Are they intention and inspiration based? How can we help people understand decisions, no decision, and the fact that no decision is actually a decision? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. That was a question. So the fear-based, and I like talking about the fear-based thing, because we don't realize how people influence us so easily. We can always say all day, every day, and twice on Sunday that I'm not easily influenced, but you are. During the pandemic, I found myself being easily influenced, and sometimes you have to stop and say, you have to kind of not look at it like in the core, look at the bigger picture, right? You got to look at the bigger picture. When information is being put out about anything, not just the pandemic, but just anything, sit back and ask yourself, okay, is this really the truth, or is this just a way to kind of get you to lean to one side to agree with or disagree with? Does it really make sense? Because I would find myself not wanting to touch anything somebody else touched. I'm like, really? You know, after a certain point, you got to realize, like, if I'm going to get sick, I'm going to get sick. You know, we've been going through the motions, the world, life, and everything else, and, you know, illnesses have come about, they have gone, And I don't know. I think I'm just one of those people that just believes, like, if something's going to happen, it's going to happen. But the fear base, you know, you have to decide whether or not for yourself, if that's what's going to drive you, if that's what's going to control you, are you going to give in to and believe everything you hear or make your own decisions, because that is still making a decision. If you get up today and, you know, if a news anchor came on the TV and said, you know what, the world is going to blow up in 2 days, are you just going to sit in the house and wait it out, or are you going to get out and kind of live your life until the very end? And that's how I feel sometimes. Live your life until the very end the best way possible. Don't allow people to talk you into a dark place. You have to figure out and know what's best for you and determine when you're going to get up out of that darkness, out of that sunken place. Take control of your life and not let other people dictate and take the control of your life for you.
Mm. You know, did those numbers that you found shock you a little bit? And let's just kind of curve this around a bit if we could, because we're talking about a situation and a condition that people are experiencing, and those that reported in that report, they're aware of it and are willing to take the survey and admit to it, right?
Right.
But there's a whole lot of people over here. Can you talk about how we can help people assess or access where they are today, like right now? Can we help people do a little bit of ask a couple of questions to themselves to see how they might answer them?
Let me give you
an example.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you jumping out of bed in the morning? Or are you thinking, I just want to throw that alarm, like, right out of the door?
Right.
Let's just go through a couple of little signs.
Yeah.
Let's just go through a couple of little.
Feeling heavy. Like, just feeling heavy. That's
heavy.
A big one for me.
Heavy is big.
Because everything is weighing on you. And, you know, like, earlier before the show, when you and I were talking about, you know, women are pretty much, you know, more affected than men, you know, going through this. And you have to think, the people that have the family, they've been the caregivers of the family, the wife, the mother, the father, the caretaker, the children, you know, you already had that on your plate. And then suspect everything else that's been going on with homeschooling and, you know, career not really being guaranteed to be there tomorrow, because you don't know if your employer is going to have money to pay you in your next paycheck, because, you know, the business isn't really running that well. Just the different things, or if you actually became sick and had to take off from work, will you still be able to survive? So that starts to build on you. It builds on your spirit. It builds on your soul. It builds on your mental. And mental health equals your physical health. If your mental health is heavy and you can't press through your days, if that mental toughness is not there, it's going to physically affect you as well. It's going to weigh on your physical health as well. But feeling heavy, I don't know if you've ever experienced that before, but I can actually say, like, some days my soul just feels heavy. Like, I can't go on. Like, just you, there's just something about it where you don't feel like you have a purpose. You feel like, you know, what you're doing is not good enough. There's something else you should be doing, but you don't have any interest or any motivation to do it. And things that you did do, you don't care. You don't want to do those either, because they no longer interest you. They no longer grab you. Those are some of the questions you have to ask yourself, analyzing yourself when you wake up in the morning. You know, like the first question was, how are you getting up in the morning? What is your initial wake-up emotion? Are you feeling like, yes, I'm going to conquer the day? Or are you feeling like, oh, my God, here we go again?
Yeah. I mean, and the reason I'm asking these questions is because a lot of times, right, Courtney, a lot of these surveys, when they come out, they ask a bunch of other questions. You know, I'm back when I was in school, my first research project was on wellness and well-being. And I remember there were so many questions that, you know, we would ask people. But let's bring up the ones you talked about today. Do you feel like your life doesn't have purpose now? In order to get it back, right, you're not enthusiastic about things. You're going through the routine,
right?
You're barely getting the things done you find like you're on an emotional roller coaster ride. And this is really today, you know, what you're bringing to the forefront here for people today is for them to understand we can stop living on this autopilot of despair that we created and, right, start living on purpose. Tell us about the significance of living on purpose and what it does for you, what it does for your life.
You know, the purpose comes with, when you have a purpose, you have intent. You have like a strong intent. You have that, I know why I'm here. I know what needs to get done because this is my purpose. And, you know, trying to get to that point where you are trying to figure out what your purpose is or to make you feel like you have a purpose. There's different things that you can do as far as, you know, like if you're looking around right now because you've been home, you've been teleworking for the last 2 years, and you're looking in your living room or you're looking in your kitchen or you go in your bedroom or your bathroom, and you're just like, oh, my God, there's just so much stuff everywhere. You know, it starts small. Clean the bathroom. Make the bed. Clean the sink out. Put your dishes away. You know, start with the small things and make that your purpose in the morning. So that's going to be one goal when you get up in the morning, is to make sure everything is in its place, right? Gives you a little bit of a perk. Then when you're making decisions, take ownership of your decisions. You know, I'm going to decide today I'm going to get my nails and my toes done. I'm going to get a manicure and a pedicure. You know, find something that's going to give you a sense of comeback. It's going to give you a sense of well-being. Because if you start to do things for yourself that's going to make you feel good, you're going to ultimately do good, and it's going to reverse that negative and depressive mindset. You know, think about, are you giving more to others? Are you pouring into other people more than they're giving to you? There used to be this meme or this, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I love it. It's a drawing of a young man standing like in a suit, his father standing in a suit, and the man is holding like a puzzle piece from his body and trying to give it to his son. And his son has, you know, like the cutout puzzle piece in his back. But the father's handing him this puzzle piece from his body. But there's all these other holes and gaps in his body as well, you know. And we have to, I look at that because how many times have we given so much to people and we're sitting here tired and we're drained, but because we have such a giving, warm spirit, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't want to say no because we don't want to create that boundary and that, you know, that misunderstanding that, you know, I want to be your friend, but if I tell you no, then maybe we can't be friends again. You have to find that boundary and learn how to set that healthy boundary for yourself to protect your peace and your mental. Setting a goal every day, every week, achieving that goal, it starts to bring you back to life. You know, that intent, that purpose of getting up. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
You know, I love that we're talking about, my mom used to really say, she used to get us girls out, and she would always point things out. You know, we'd be down there in my grandparents' home down there in Virginia or down there in the Carolinas, and we come across a pond. And the pond would be, like, filled with algae and just not moving. There's nothing going on in the pond. And out of her would be something like, girls, three girls at the time. My brother came later. Girls, see this pond? Y'all, take a look at this pond. Now, look, what do you see in this pond? You know, is there anything moving in the pond? I mean, does it look a little yucky? So, girls, don't ever let your life look like this pond. Don't ever let your life be not moving. Don't ever let your life be stagnant. Don't ever let your heart. And, you know, we were young kids, and we used to just look at her. Anytime she would say, girls, you know, right, we would, oh, here it comes. Here it comes.
I get a lecture.
Years later, though, and even today, she would say, you got to keep going.
Yeah.
Got to keep going. And, you know, when you're a child looking at a woman who had her first child, my stepsisters, at 12 and second one at 13, because then we were like all the same age right there,
mm-hmm.
You listen to that.
Right.
You got to keep going.
You do.
You know, sometimes you got to put your car in reverse, but you don't drive in reverse.
Right.
That's another one of her things.